You're playing with Candy from VoiceLikeCandy.com.
So when I get to the gynecologist's office, I'm really nervous because it's my first time. And the nurse was really nice. She took me in this room and she told me to get undressed, take off all my clothes, and then put on this paper nightgown. And she was like filling out my chart and everything while I stripped out of my clothes, which was kind of awkward because usually they leave you alone to do that, but I guess she had, you know, to ask me questions and stuff since it was my first time there. So I put this paper nightgown on, and she said to leave it with the ties in the front because they need to check my breasts and stuff too. So she helped me get up on the table, and she told me I could leave my socks on because the metal stirrups are cold. And she said, just lay back and put your feet up in the stirrups, and Dr. Brown will be in just a minute. So there I am laying there, and I don't know why they keep those offices so freezing. God, I was so cold, I was shivering, and my stomach was in knots because I was so nervous. And so in comes this doctor, and he seemed really nice. He was cute. He was like maybe 30, and he walked over and started talking to me and trying to put me at ease because he could tell I was really nervous. He said I shouldn't be nervous, that everybody gets nervous their first time, but that, you know, it wasn't all that bad. And he said first he was going to check my breasts to make sure that I didn't have any lumps or anything. So he reached down and he untied the nightgown and pulled it apart. And then he started to massage my breasts. And I couldn't really look at him. I had to look away because I was really embarrassed. I don't have very big boobies at all. They're not much to them. But as he was rubbing his fingers around in circles and getting closer and closer to my nipple, he said, you know, how pretty my breasts were. And he asked if I had any questions. And I asked him if he thought they were going to grow anymore because there's not much to them. But he said, I shouldn't worry about that, that my breasts were just beautiful and that my nipples looked really good. And he was, like, squeezing on my nipples. He said he had to check to see if I had any discharge or anything from them. And he was, like, rolling them around and getting them all hard and playing with them and stuff. And I don't know, I just got really embarrassed and my face turned red. And so after he was done with that, he left my nightgown open, and he said he was going to check downstairs now, and he said not to be nervous, just the important thing is to relax and let him do what he needs to do. He said he just wanted to make sure that I was all healthy down there, and then, you know, we wouldn't have to do this again for another year. So I said, okay, and he got on his little stool, and he wheeled around between my legs. I couldn't really see him because I had that nightgown on that was, like, spread over my knees. And so first I heard him putting on the rubber gloves. You can hear that sound of the latex stretching and snapping. And then I heard him pick up a little tube of lubricant and snap the top open and squeeze it out with a little squirt on his fingers. And then all of a sudden I felt his fingers, like, tenderly opening the folds of my pussy, like pulling it apart, and I felt that gooey, sticky, wet finger slide into my little pussy hole, and I clenched, I didn't mean to, but I clenched his finger, and he was like, no, Emily, you have to relax now, I don't want to hurt you. He said, you just let it slide in nice and easy. And so first he slid in one finger, and then I felt him pull it out, and then it was really wider. He put two fingers in, and he started to curl them up and push up against the walls of my pussy. He said he had to look, make sure that I didn't have any cysts or lumps or anything. So he was pushing and prodding all around until he got to my G-spot. And then he kind of stroked over it a couple of times, and he said, oh, you've got a nice pronounced G-spot here. He said, I don't know if you've had much time to play with this or not, but he's like, you've got a nice big G-spot, and you'll have lots of pleasure with this. And it just felt so weird, him touching it and talking about it like that. I kind of, like, wiggled a little bit on the table, trying to get more comfortable. And then he pulled his fingers out, and I heard, like, metal clanging together. And he said, now he's going to put the speculum inside me and stretch my pussy open so that he can see up in there and see my cervix. And I felt this really, really cold metal slide into my hole. And then he started cranking it open and just, like, prying my pussy apart. I kind of whimpered because I didn't like that. It's really uncomfortable to have it all opened up like that, really wide, bigger than a dick. Like, you could have fit your fist inside me. It was cranked open so wide. I just kept whimpering. He was reaching in with his fingers, almost his whole hand.